I think what's key for us is to do our job, focus on what we're capable of doing. To make that happen, we've got to do really well on first and second down, you know, execute well and convert third downs to extend drives to get us those opportunities in the red area, and then find ways to create explosive plays, whether it's been in the run game or the pass game. We've been good at that this year, and then ultimately finishing our drives when we get to the red area is going to be big. It's going to be big when you play really good teams, and we're playing a really good team Saturday night.
Coach, I'm sorry if you answered this already, but going up against Wade Phillips, who has been in this league for a long time and has had a lot of success, he seems to be somebody who puts his players in the best position to really maximize their talents. What are the challenges that he presents as a defensive coordinator?
Well, I think you nailed it with the question. I think Coach Phillips has a great deal of experience. He's seen it all. There's not something we're going to present to him Saturday night that he hasn't seen before. But the reality of it is, I think, as you touched on, he allows his players to play. He puts them in position. He trusts their preparation. He allows them to go play. He trusts them in coverage with their man coverage stuff. He trusts them in pass rush situations. There's a lot of five-man rush stuff going on. So at the end of the day, it's trusting those guys' ability to go make their plays and instilling their confidence as the season goes on. And I think that's what you've seen from them. That's why you see the pressure on the quarterback. The sack numbers are up. The ability to create turnovers and things of that nature. So, great deal of respect for him. He's done it at a high level for a long time.
You've talked about this before too, but how have the ups and downs helped you as you prepare for the playoffs?
Well, I think in the grand scheme of things, I think we've developed a great deal of resiliency as a team, you know, and we fought through a lot to get to this point. And there's been some ups and downs. There's been some tough losses. There's been some tough wins. A lot of games that have come down to the last possession. And to see us go out and play the way we played this past week and winning the turnover battle, not turning the ball over offensively, getting three on defense, controlling the clock, converting third downs. I think all in all, it was a really cool team effort to see that come out in week 17 as we head into the postseason. What was pretty cool.